Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. I don't want to come off as a non-believer because I am a believer. I am somewhat of a true believer, but I am also a truth teller, and I reside in the line or the line of telling the truth. And yes, that is meant to be a double entendre. Science, I don't need you to do certain things for me. I don't need you to confirm stuff that I already know. You are wasting time and making people think not highly of you, but the opposite of highly. The opposite of highly. And I can't fight every single battle for you, especially when you're making it hard for me. You are. Noobs, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. You found yourself in a situation that you didn't want to be in. You can go ahead and eject. It's okay. Greatly, gladly, happily. No regrets. No regrets. I still thank you for giving me the 1 second that I deserved in your mind's eye. It's fine. I will rest easy. I will. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do what we do. Regs, this feels like every single day. But it's not every single day. It just feels that way. Why? Because we got this special, what unique, what bond that we share. Sharing is caring, but you shouldn't share everything. Sharing is caring, but you should not share everything. We don't know what to call this bond, but sometime in the distant future, insert your time frame, and we will say, this is what it is, this is what it was, and this is what it always will be. No problems with rewriting history. No problems with going back to the future and making up something to fit the narrative. Why not? It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Okay. I don't want to come off as a non-believer of science. In fact, that would be the farthest thing from the truth. I may engage in that, but I don't know, because if I'm engaging, I'm giving it the air and attention that it needs to fester and breathe. However, it'll be the farthest thing from the truth. And then I have to define myself before I am defined by someone or something else. See, the thing is, I have a science background. I believe in science. I have a scientific background, and I wanted to become a doctor one day. I did, but then I thought better of it, and I said research scientist would be the better option. You should go back and review some of the historical documents on that. It's well documented. It's well out there. It's been well versed, well placed, and I'm not going to give you even Vince's note on that. I'm just going to point you in a direction where you need to go for that bit of information, and that is go and review some of the historical documents of me referring to and talking about how I cannot do the doctor thing, that it just wasn't a part of my soul, my being. It was not me. In fact, it made me miserable. And that's why I changed and switched up and did research. Changed and switched up and said, scientist, it is. Changed and switched up and said, I'm going to go back to what I originally wanted to be when I grew up, and that was a scientist. And see, I have this much love for science. I am this involved with science. I have this much respect for science. That's why I must say something. See something, say something. See something, say something. So I'm going to say something, and I'm going to sing like a bird. Yes, I am. Science confirming what I already know is bad. Science confirming what we already know is horrific. Science confirming what is possibly well-known common sense is atrocious. I said it. with a capital R, atrocious. And I know what you're thinking. And this is the I know what you're thinking, he, and not the I know what you're thinking, ha ha. There's a difference. There is a difference. The thing be, and it is, and it always will be, there is certain things you don't really have to waste your time on. There's really certain issues that you don't really have to address. Because when you address them, when you waste your time on it, you give the gin pop a reason to take a pop. You give the gin pop a reason to say stuff that don't make no sense. To say stuff that just isn't well-versed. To say stuff that can fit any single narrative because you left that door open. You left the door open because you thought you was being sly. You thought you was being slick. You thought that you was opening minds. Instead, you was making people roll their eyes. Opening minds and rolling eyes are two different. It's different. It ain't night and day different. It is different. Night and day at least is a part of a day. This is like apples to rocks. This is like oranges to rocks. This is boulders to trees. This is how different these two are. And you, by you doing this, confirming something, what it should be common knowledge, confirming something, what most people kind of realize and know because of their own experience, it makes it hard. It really does. It makes it hard to come out here and defend you on a grand scale. And see, I just have to go in. I just have to be that guy. I just have to. And it's not because I want to. And it's not because I feel good about doing it. This hurts me more so than it hurts you, because you're going to go on. You're going to keep doing this. You're going to do stuff that just makes no, absolutely no sense. You're going to waste time. You're going to waste money. You're going to do all of those things while people like me are just going to have to go to war. People like me are just going to have to put on their gear. People like me are just going to have to make the tough decisions. On this one, I'm just going to have to wash my hands and say, I'm going to have to go with the flow. If the peeps say this is a no-no, I'm just going to say it is a no-no. If the peeps say this is a must go, I'm going to say it is a must go. I'm not going to go all in and give the energy necessary needed to defend this. It's indefensible for me. For me, there are bigger issues, more important things that I can conjure up, recall, remember than this. See, science and scientific studies and research, when you confirm in things like this, it ain't good. Confirming things like rest and sleep. If you have X amount of restless nights, or if you don't get the sleep that you need, you're going to feel like you older. You're going to feel like you are older. How many people starting off as a baby didn't get the sleep, felt bad, mad, sad, or cried, or all of the above, or including some of the things that I didn't even mention because I didn't want to get to, because I didn't want to waste any more time. If you figure this out as a baby, that there's certain amount and there's certain kind of sleep that you need, and you didn't get that sleep, you felt some kind of way. You was all in your feelings, you felt some kind of way, and that kind of way was not who you are. It was a little bit different. It was a little bit strange. It was a little bit unfocused. It was a little bit all over the place. You realize this as a baby. You realize this as a kid. You realize this as a young adult. You realize this as a adult. But now we got science doing some research and studies and verifying what we already realized and knew as a baby. Think about it. Something that you knew and realized when you was a baby and just living life and going through life just affirmed that feeling. Just gave you better words and better sense of how to express that as the years went by. Now we got science confirming what we already knew. That's the biggest eye roll I can think of. Oh, what? You're going to give us the exact number of years, how we feel? So what? So what? It could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 4, it could be 5, it could be 6. It doesn't matter. You feel different. You feel older. You feel worse. You feel bad. You don't feel like yourself. We know this. We understand this. We might can't communicate it in particular words and, you know, big words and scientific words and say things to make us sound smart or sophisticated. We can't communicate it like that. But we can point at pictures. We can point at images. We can point at body parts and say, this don't feel right. This is off. We can find a way to get the point across in whatever form of communication it is. So it's science confirming something that we already knew, that restless nights equals feeling older. I would say, and I normally would say, science, thank you for broadening minds. Science, thank you for doing the impossible. Science, thank you for making the rest of us smarter. Science, thank you for increasing or pushing technology and technological devices and techniques forward. Science, thank you for building upon something of the past and making it more known. And science, thank you for making unknowns known. Science, thank you for making knowns more known. This don't fit in those categories. No. If anything, hey, thank you for trying to make us look like idiots. Thank you for making the rest of us, or trying to make the rest of us look like morons by saying the exact stuff, by saying the exact age, by saying the exact feeling. We know what it is. We just don't have a name for it. We know what it is. We just don't know what to call it. We know how we feel. We just don't know how old. But now, science, you confirm. You done told us. You done gave us a definite. We can just memorize this and learn this and have it as a cool party trick or something to know during trivia. Thank you. You done gave us something else to worry about. Thank you. You done gave us something else to memorize. Thank you. You done gave us something to just push out the mind to take this in so we can be more versed in to actually communicate the exact way we feel, so the rest of the people who believe this more so than we do can understand. Thank you. I mean, really, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Don't let the door nigh hit you with a good Lord split you on the way out the door. Please. Because I'm going to feel real, real bad, and it's going to make me feel real, real sad, and I don't know what to call it, but I'm going to be feeling some kind of way when you do leave. And I have to defend not this, but other stuff. But I have to say, it's you I believe in. It's you I trust. When others don't trust you and you giving others reason to not trust and to just roll their eyes and say, see, you making fun. See, You ain't in it for the best interest. You in it for your own interest because you want to put yourself on a pedestal. You want to make yourself bigger than everyone else. You want to look down on the rest of us because we can't be sophisticated as you. And see, that's okay. We probably can't, for the most part, be sophisticated as you. And that's why, I'm just gonna say, you get the eye roll and skepticism when it comes to your research, when it comes to some of the decisions made, and when it comes to some other tale or some other snake oil salesman pumping and pushing some kind of agenda, because they ain't looking down. They taking advantage. And that's the difference that you need to be aware of. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the website at extraextravdgsports.com. That is extraextravdgsports.com. There's a YouTube as well. Extra VDG, like, subscribe, share, basically do whatever it is you do there. Comment if you must, comment if you may, but know that we clap back and defend science. Yeah, one of those. Noob and noobs, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Don't know how long you last, but regardless, I am grateful. Regs, I'm just gonna say I'm out like peace.